it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bucks receiver Tez Johnson there catches a touchdown, first touchdown of the season, a 45-yard touchdown pass, and he turns to Sterling Shepard. He's like, "Hey man, I haven't done that much." Like, yeah, it's not for you, it's for Baker, dude. That's hilarious. He thought he was like, yeah, you got to think about who actually threw the pass. Bucks win, Bucks cover 30-19. That was one of my losses. I was on San Francisco getting 3.5 in that one. In the contest, I went 3-2. Are you waiting on one result?
Yeah. I need Commanders minus 4.5 to hopefully get to 3-2, but I know how this goes. I will definitely not win.
Mm-hmm. As the day, I could tell as the show is going on, you're feeling less and less confident about the Commander side, even though you should probably feel more confident because the market is agreeing with you.
No, I think the Bears are going to win out right now. I'm not betting. I'm not getting off the bet. I'm defeated. I'm defeated from Detroit. I'm just defeated. Like, I came in thinking, I'm going to get all these guys on the Chief. I'm going to get them all. I'm going to clip their nuts. Nope. Not at all.
When you saw that image, you're like, yes, baby, I'm good. Let's go. Double down.
I tweeted the Game of Thrones when the guy pulls out the knife or the sword and he's like waiting there for everybody. And then it just that fourth and goal at the one. When Campbell's like, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the quarterback. We're going to motion him illegally out to the flat. You know, like, dude, you got David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. You can't just run for a yard. You got a legal formation to the quarterback. That set the tone, man. I knew. I could have honestly turned it off right there. I would have saved myself a lot of frustration. But I watched all of it from the chair. All of it.
Feet were dangling. Not as much as the guy that had the bet on Goff first touchdown. You see this?
80-1, yeah.
He stood to win $450,000.
Wow.
Called back. Like,
brutal.
It happened. It worked. It wasn't smooth. Eventually catches it, pushes his way into the end zone. It worked. And for a moment, you're like, oh, my God. And then, no. Illegal formation, illegal motion, that's whatever they're called.
Horrible, horrible beat.
Yeah. That's an all-timer, no doubt about that. A lot of favorites over the weekend, like too many favorites, nothing to speak of in Survivor. It's just, okay, which team did I end up using? Pretty much everybody marches along. All the pools that I was in, a couple people did Thursday Night Football with the Eagles. You got balls. The way that the Eagles have been playing and the way that Thursday Night results have been going, I did not consider them for a second just based on what happened to the Rams and 49ers the week prior. I was like, no, I'm good on Thursday. But there were a few souls out there that went with them. But outside of that, like, everybody else was safe. No shocking results.
The only upset from a number standpoint was Carolina over Dallas. No. That was it. Every other favorite on Sunday, at least, won on the money line except for Dallas.
Makes you think tonight. And you're thinking about the Bears.
Exactly.
And the other dog is Atlanta. Yeah.
Yeah. Caleb's going to come out of the huddle and just dice me for four touchdowns through the air. Oh, I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
Do I have to bet the Bears now? We're still 5.5 everywhere.
I think we should. Yeah. I think we should. Or you should.
Wow.
I'm not going to.
Okay. Damn. You totally flipped.
No. I misspoke. It was a long day yesterday.
Okay.
Long day.
Sundays are long. Yep. No doubt. All right.
I know.
We're going to get to the room picks in a moment here, but let's go over the results from the weekend. We failed to do that so far. College football, the room has been worse The room just lost the juice on that. Yeah, five picks and lose the juice because there was a push. The most popular play was Bama minus three. That was a push. Two and three, losers. Oklahoma, Oregon, and then Ohio State covers against Illinois. Georgia covers against Auburn. Get two winners. So 2-2-1 in college. Do we have the full, the updated record on that one?
Yeah, so the college football record, Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, 10-28-2.
Bad.
Correct. Bad. Minus 20.8 units.
Yes, that's terrible. Add more to that side. And in the NFL, we are waiting on one result. That one result is Buffalo minus 4.5. That was the fourth most popular pick that we mentioned on Friday. The one winner, Pittsburgh minus 5.5. In the observation chair, you had Detroit most popular at plus 2.5. Second most popular, Indy minus 7.5. And fifth, Denver laying 7.5 in the morning.
You know who else really pissed me off last night? Stucky was taking a drunken victory lap the whole game. I was so
– I almost
muted him. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, just he was just tweeting about Chiefs. He was clearly wasted.
He was hammered. He was hammered. Just did you see tweeting, the video you put up? I saw
no,
the video.
I didn't.
Okay.
I like Stucky too. But like when – like because when that guy's wrong, he goes silent. Silent. And then when he's right – he just doesn't shut up, and it drives me insane. And, like, my timeline was just like, oh, there's – oh, oh, Stucky again, Stucky again, Stucky in. People were tweeting at him, like, mix in a water, bro. Just, like – just – but he's right. I mean, the Chiefs were definitely the right side. I'm not saying that the Lions were. It's just annoying when everybody is like, oh, the Chiefs are so easy, and then they were, so – whatever.
So he was at the bar because I saw the video and he like gave the whole story. He was at the bar and he said it was his baby shower, but he was straddled up to the bar at his baby shower just watching that game. And he was dealing, maybe this is part of it, that I guess he was dealing with some drunk guy who was telling him that there's no way the Lions lose. And he's like, look, buddy, just sit there. If you're right, I'll give you $500. You don't have to risk anything. I'm giving you $500 if you're right and the Lions win. And then the guy got all pissed off. Oh, you think I can't take the action? You think I don't have $500 on the other side? And anyways, the guy ended up getting kicked out. So I think that was probably part of it. He was mad at the guy he was dealing with at the bar at his baby shower.
He was angry tweeting. Every time the Chiefs did something right, it was like pow, pow, pow. And I looked this up because I was like, this guy tweets way too much.
He does a lot.
You know how many, you know how many tweets he has right now? 267,000.
I was going to guess 200K. Yeah, that's a lot.
And all of them were last night deleted. During the Chiefs game. They were all, yeah. All of them were
last night. Super Bowl. That might be your Super Bowl. That's what I kept going back to. After I saw the fight, I'm like, you know what? Watch these two teams, and we're going to see that video again and again. They're going to meet up again in the Super Bowl. That I wouldn't complain. That'd be a good one. So the number comes down a little bit on the Chiefs. It goes up a little bit on the Lions. Not too much movement, though, after Sunday night football. All right, we've got the room. We've got two Monday games. We've got baseball playoffs, a late afternoon game, early evening. Let's get to it with Paul Aspen and go inside the room.
Where's the room?
All right, Paul, where do we want to go? What do we want to break down first here?
All right, let's just go chronological. So we'll start with Bills, Falcons, and Atlanta. Number five, most bet props at BetMGM for tonight's games. Number five, Josh Allen. Over 1.5 touchdown passes at minus 130. James Cook game?
That's where we start. Yeah, we start trying to move off of Josh Allen. This is how it starts.
No.
Number four, not a Khalil Shakir game. Under 4.5 receptions, minus 105. So is it a Khalil Shakir game?
Strange one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Number three. Don't really understand this one, especially with the Bills susceptible to the run. Bijan, under 16 and a half rush attempts at minus 155. Bargain price.
Sorry, I feel like Desmond Howard all of a sudden. That is a funny bet, though. Minus 155 on a prop is very funny.
All right, these are the key ones, because keep in mind, 1 and 2 NFL losers, a push, 2 and 3 in college losers. So what are the top two? Jesus, 155.
It's not good for Drake London. Drake London, over 73.5 receiving yards at minus 118. And number one, Drake London, over 5.5 receptions at minus 160.
Fade London.
Did not see that coming.
Yeah. So we have. There's a lot more Atlanta love than I was expecting.
Yes.
It's good for
fading
you.
Buffalo after Sunday night. Yeah, they don't like what they saw. Okay.
I think low key that Shakir bet over is solid. 7 catches, 8 catches. Jake, Shakir ladders? ?
Down.
I knew you were.
Let's see. I like that. 100 plus is 7-1. 75 plus is plus 290.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to do the ladder thing.
Okay. So 3 of the 5 are positive for Atlanta, which I did not see. 3 of the top 4.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Chicago, Washington. Where are we at?
Sam, I'm on you. I'm with you on the Commanders, and this is terrible news for us.
Damn.
Number 5. Bill, longest rush. Corey Krosky Merritt. Over 15.5. Longest rush, minus 125. I'm just going to roll through these. Ertz, over 30.5 receiving yards at minus 118. This one, I guess, is neutral. Jaden Daniels, under 8.5 rush attempts at minus 135, which probably means he runs and probably gets hurt, is what that tells me.
Wow.
Number 2, Luke McCaffrey, over 26.5 receiving yards at minus 110. And Bill, number one most bet prop at BetMGM. Bill, over 68.5 rush yards at minus 115.
Did I not tell you? Everybody's on
all him. Commanders. Oh, God.
Bears.
Debo?
Money line.
Maybe Debo. Maybe people scared away from Debo because of the injury, and Debo has a game. I mean, they haven't mentioned Jaden Daniels passing attempts or yards. They haven't mentioned Debo. This is me trying to talk myself through it, obviously. It's Bears.
I dropped
2-1 money line.
Man.
Today sucks.
Well, there goes that Jaden Daniels MVP bet. That was fun for a week.
This is stupid. This is stupid.
So it's over. The result is in.
Like, what could possibly be – where is Washington going with the ball if it's not to any of those people? Like, literally who?
I'm going to have to get a little Bears money line action.
Yeah.
2-1. Yeah.
Man.
I'm not joking. Yeah.
I'm not ready for the Bears off of Monday night win hype.
I don't think we're getting a 6. Do you, Sam?
I don't even care.
Okay. Just trying to get
you. You know what, though? I thought this was so Bears. I thought, off by good vibes. and they just like get destroyed by the quarterback they should have drafted? No, no. It's so Bears for them to win this game and then lose outright to New Orleans at home.
Jenks was on Bill too, and he also said Commanders money line. I'm like, I don't know about this line going up. And then he's like, yeah, I don't feel good about it. I'm like, but you just
minus
the Commanders to win
50
minus the money line with a McCroskey thing. I think it was the same game parlay.
I might have to do it. Here's what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to do Bills money line to Bears money line, which is my attempt to get off my Washington position.
I like that a lot.
But here's the problem. I could lose them both. I could lose them both.
Yes, you could.
Of course. Falcons outright. Falcon Moon.
Falcon Moon's got to be a thing, right?
Is that a Falcon? Was that a Falcon?
I mean, two dogs outright this week. One was on Thursday night, one yesterday. Falcons Bears is plus 710.
I'm going to reassess. I'm going to reassess during the break. Final answer next.
Yeah, let's slow down.
JLC big on Falcons tonight. That's next. BetMGM Network.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.